Governor Deval Patrick is expected to lay out his new plan tomorrow for dealing with Massachusetts' $600 million state budget shortfall. He's expected to focus on budget cuts, as the administration has already said everything is on the table to close this short-term budget gap. But yesterday, the governor was talking long-term economic recovery at a summit of business and policy leaders. The goal, to generate new ideas to lift the state out of recession. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty attended the summit and has this report.
Governor Deval Patrick says he brought the public and private sectors together to help build on his existing economic recovery plan.
We talked about our economic strategy for growth based on education, on innovation, on infrastructure investment, and on regional equity and regional focus.
Much of that focus was on encouraging small businesses in Massachusetts. That led to one of the few concrete proposals to emerge from the summit, the creation of a new capital fund for small and medium-sized firms. Those companies are expected to be a major source of job growth over the next year and a half. But Patrick says he doesn't yet have details on the size of the fund and who will provide the capital. Still, business leaders who were there are enthusiastic, although they do point out that health insurance costs are also a significant impediment to expansion in the state. Massachusetts law currently prevents small businesses from pooling together to buy health insurance at rates usually available only to larger companies. Now, the administration is considering eliminating that regulation. Housing and Economic Development Secretary Greg Bialecki says he anticipates some pushback from insurance providers.
There's going to be some people who will feel differently about it, but we think we can make the case that as a matter of fairness, what we're really talking about is providing small businesses with the opportunity to get the same kind of deals that large companies are getting today.
State Republicans are criticizing the relatively few details made public after the closed-door summit. Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesei said in a statement that it was nothing more than another stop on Governor Patrick's re-election campaign. In fact, half of the summit's organizing committee has donated to Patrick's campaign in the past. Also conspicuously absent, a key member of the financial arm of state government. When asked why State Treasurer Timothy Cahill wasn't at the event, Patrick had no comment. Cahill is running for governor as an independent candidate. Organizers also acknowledge that the summit does little to ease the state's short-term economic distress. But Patrick says that over the next 90 days, working groups will further flesh out their proposals. And that's what could position the state for long-term recovery, says Barry Bluestone, economics professor at Northeastern University.
This is a way for us to get together and say, okay, we know this isn't going to go on forever. Let's expedite as fast as possible recovery. And what role can the state play? And that's what I think was most powerful here. There was a sense of optimism in this room that I have not seen for 2 years.
But Bluestone says with big budget cuts expected tomorrow, he understands if people outside the summit room are more pessimistic. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.